SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Three-way talks with the U.S. and Iran are underway in Pakistan.
Negotiations began between the United States and Iran on Saturday, days after a fragile ceasefire halted fighting and brought both parties to the table in Pakistan. A U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance and an Iranian delegation led by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bajir Kalibaf each met with Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif earlier Saturday. Meanwhile, Israel struck more targets in Lebanon with at least three people killed Saturday morning, the conflict causing thousands of deaths and disrupting the global economy, particularly through the closure of the Strait of Hormuz where oil tankers are stuck. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine is accusing Russia of failing to abide by a proposed holiday ceasefire.
Firefighters in Sumy, Ukraine, carry an injured person out of an apartment building ahead of a proposed ceasefire with Russia for the Orthodox Easter weekend. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday declared a 32-hour ceasefire until the end of Sunday, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised Saturday to abide by the break in attacks. But a Ukrainian military officer says the ceasefire is not being observed by the Russian side, and in Odessa, at least two people were killed. I'm Donna Water.
Construction on the new White House ballroom can continue, at least for now. A U.S. Court of Appeals ruled Saturday that work on the controversial project can proceed through the middle of April, April the 17th. The court also sent the case back to federal judge who initially ruled against it. Today's decision cited the Trump administration claims about the impact on the safety and security of the president. This is SRN News. People of the world were asked about homosexuality.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reporting.
Moms for Liberty made a name for itself at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's being embraced by the Trump administration and gaining new influence in national decisions. CEO Tina Deskovich says the group has been a part of discussions around transgender sports bans and AI intelligence and more. This is SRN News. It appears San Francisco may have solved its crime problem. Correspondent John Scott reports.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chasa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
Crime rates have dropped sharply. Car break-ins down 85%, robberies down 30%, burglaries down 33%, and homicides at the lowest level since 1954. The Motley Fool's 2026 Best Places to Retire reports that Arkansas is best for cost of living and number five for housing costs. More details at srnnews.com.